Boris is in town, one of Britain's most flamboyant, famous and controversial political figures, is here for a couple of days, presumably to work on tighter bonds between our two nations. Boris Johnson, former London mayor, these days foreign minister in a government immersed in Brexit, of course, and a future with the wider world outside Europe, which presumably involves us. Our foreign minister is meeting with him. Gerry Brownlee's with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You got together yet? You had some drinks?
We met last evening as he came off the plane. He was quite delayed, unfortunately, due to the usual mechanical stuff with plane delays.
Is he a nice bloke? You're getting on well?
He's a very nice man. And in the brief time that we've been able to speak, I think what you see of Boris publicly is pretty much the man.
What are you expecting to come out of this, or is this just hot air?
No, we've got obviously a great interest in preserving any of the quotas that we have into the EU, particularly given that a lot of our EU trade is actually with Britain as they start their exit process. And we'll also want to understand a little bit better about how Britain is going to present itself, given that for nearly 40 years, their foreign policy has been very much tied to their involvement with either the European Economic Community initially or now the Union.
Are they going to be able to give you any good intel in the sense that this is very, very early days and this is going to be an acrimonious process over the next couple of years and Lord only knows how it's going to unfold?
Well, I think we'll be able to get a better understanding of the what we can expect from the 9 pieces of legislation that have to go through the British Parliament during that time, and also then understand how Britain is going to position itself internationally. Given that they've got a lot of responsibilities around the world, they're a significant contributor and player in NATO, and we have just the one involvement there with them currently in Afghanistan in the officer training facility. But more importantly for us, it's going to be things like the trade access, possibility of a trade deal with Britain, which both Prime Ministers have signalled is something they'd like to achieve. And, of course, then the issue of access into Britain for New Zealanders. But that'll be in the context of the discussion about where the Commonwealth goes with a newly independent Britain.
This is presumably a good time for us because I don't know if you remember, but William Hague came out in the previous administration. He came out a couple of times to this part of the world. And it seemed to me to indicate at the time that Britain was starting at long last to look to the outer world, to places like us, to see in this part of the world that we're actually doing extremely well. And that's where long term the future is.
Well, that's one of the things that Mr. Johnson said last night. He's interested in understanding how our economy works, particularly given that they've got an economy that's somewhat flat in its growth. And he's interested to know what's happened here that's created relatively low unemployment and a very much a growing economy.
Good luck with it all. Appreciate your time. Gerry Brownlee, our Foreign Minister, talking with Boris Johnson over the next couple of days.